This potion needs to stew before it can be drunk. Clear away while it simmers, and then we'll test Longbottom's." Crab and Goyle laughed openly, watching Neville sweat as he stirred his potion feverishly. Hermione was muttering instructions to him out of the corner of her mouth so that Snape wouldn't see. Harry and Ron packed away their unused ingredients and went to wash their hands and ladles in the stone basin in the corner. "What did Malfoy mean?" Harry muttered to Ron as he stuck his hands under the icy jet that poured from a gargoyle's mouth. "Why would I want revenge on Black? He hasn't done anything to me. Yet." "He's making it up," said Ron savagely. "He's trying to make you do something stupid." The end of the lesson in sight, Snape strode over to Neville, who was cowering by his cauldron. "Everyone gather round," said Snape, his black eyes glittering, "and watch what happens to Longbottom's toad. If he has managed to produce a shrinking solution, it will shrink to a tadpole. If, as I don't doubt, he has done it wrong, his toad is likely to be poisoned." The Gryffindors watched fearfully. The Slytherins looked excited. Snape picked up Trevor the Toad in his left hand and dipped a small spoon into Neville's potion, which was now green. He trickled a few drops down Trevor's throat.